But I'm on a goal to make inner work sexy again, because if you don't do your inner work, then the outer transformation won't last. And it won't last is because you'll revert back to those old habits and those old patterns, and that outer transformation will be for naught. So what are you going to do, peeps? You're going to start your New Year's 2020 New Year's resolutions right now. Welcome back to this episode of Women Over 50, A Life Redesign. If you're a new listener, welcome. My name is Shelley. I am your host. And if you are a returning listener, thank you. I'm so grateful for your support. Today, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions. I know it's only September, but time to get working on those things. But before I start, I'm going to do something that all my speech teachers in college told me not to do, and that is to talk about a deficit I have before I begin my podcast here. I have been suffering through allergies, head colds. I'm just now getting my voice back up to where almost normal. So please excuse me if I start to sound like a frog. All right, on to this episode, your New Year resolution. So it's September. And your New Year's resolutions have gone by the wayside. They went by the wayside a long time ago. In fact, by January 8, 25% of you will say that your resolutions are no longer bright and shiny. They weren't the lackluster things they appeared to be on December 31st as you were guzzling your champagne. Research also shows that by the middle of February, more than half of you have said or are saying, resolutions? What resolutions? So, but let's talk about this. It can be a happy new year any damn day of the year. It can be a happy new year on Tuesday at 3:33 in the afternoon when you look at that candy bar and you're thinking, I need to stop this afternoon treat that I'm giving myself. Waiting for that one day of the year to make big changes is not realistic. I mean, oh my gosh. Talk about the pressure to make big shifts. If you're going to, I mean, if you're one of those people that really try to follow through and take your New Year resolution seriously, even if it's just for a day, you have been celebrating however you celebrate December 31st, and then you wake up January 1st and you're thinking, oh, well, now it's time for me to do this big thing that I said I wanted to do this year. And you're like, I don't even know where the hell to start. You start today and you start small. You make January 2020 today. And let me ask you this. If you were to write down your resolutions or goals that I know you're thinking about now, because you're saying to yourself, oh my gosh, 2020 is going to be my year. That's going to be the year that I fill in the blank. So write those down. What would your goals look like for 2020 if you were to write them down right now? So go ahead and do that. I'll wait. La-di-da-di-da. You don't want me singing for you. That's, nobody wants to hear that. Now, looking at those resolutions, what could you do today to start to have those resolutions completed by January 1st, 2020? I mean, how great would it be if you rolled up on your Facebook page January 21st and all your friends and your people you know and you follow have a whole list of things that they're going to do in 2020, their New Year's resolutions and how they're going to get them done this year. You know what you can do? You would say, look at me, bitches. You're just starting. Getting started? Me? Well, I'm rolling into 2020, the rock star badass I want to be. I mean, how great of a feeling would that be if you could just already be where you wanted to be, that person you wanted to be? If you wanted to be that person who'd lost 20, who was going to go on a diet on January 1st and lose 20 pounds, what if you were already that person by January 1st? What if you were that person that wanted to start a weight training program or start a new business or, you know, whatever? How great would it be if on January 1st, 2020, you are already that person? So how you do that is you start right now. Start right this moment. What, and you start small. What is the one thing you can do right now? In 2014, I ran a half marathon. I didn't wake up in May and the day of the race and say, you know what, today's a good day to run 13.1 miles. I'm going to lace on my shoes and I'm out of here. I'm going to go run that half marathon. No, what I did was I made the decision. It wasn't a New Year's resolution. It was just a bucket list thing that I'd been wanting to do for years. I saw that there was one coming up in September. I mean, in Springfield. Sorry. I saw there was one coming in Springfield in May of 2014. And so I signed up right then. The first small thing I did, I committed myself to that. And then I started training. Now, I had the knowledge of how to run a half marathon because, believe me, I had read all the books. And I had been running. I mean, I had been running previously. I'd run some 5Ks. You know, I'd gone out to Colorado and hiked some mountains. So, I mean, I knew the physical part of what that would take. But the starting small with a half marathon was, you know, running around the block, making sure I had the right shoes, making sure that I, you know, read the books. Because, frankly, a half marathon is not like a 5K, which is 3.1 miles. So, but I digress. So you start small, you start right now, do weekly check-ins, you know, join the mastermind group. The one for October may be filled by now, but we're going to be running them throughout the year. Or at the very least, find a support person that you can check in with. Because, you know, you can have all the knowledge and have all the planning, but you have got to stop the planning and start doing. Stop the gathering of knowledge and information. Stop reading the books you already know. You already know in your mind what you want to do, and you know how to do it from the knowledge that you gained. But you just have to start. You have to start doing it, because you know, knowing and doing are two different things. So I'm channeling my mother there. But I always like that saying, you know, we would smart off to her and say, well, I know. And she would say, well, I know you know. But knowing and doing are two different things. So that was one of the wise things my mother taught me. So here's a bonus thought before I leave you. So think about not only what you want to do for 2020, the physical, you know, the tangible things, but how do you want 2020 to feel? What is that going to feel like for you? How do you want to feel? What kind of person do you want to be? Do you want to be peaceful? Do you want to be joyful? Do you want to be happy? I mean, what does that feel like for you? And think about that feeling that you have about how you want your new year to be. Let's say you want it to be calm. Let's say you've had a lot of drama in 2019. You want your year to feel calm. You want to be calm. What goals or resolutions can you make around those feelings? And we're not talking about starting January 1st. We're talking about starting right now, right this moment, as soon as you click off this podcast. Before you set, you have to do that before you set your resolutions, because you have to do the inner work. You have to do the inner work, which isn't as sexy, because nobody sees that. Nobody sees the inner work you do. When I came back from Colorado, I had lost about 40 pounds, and people noticed that immediately. And they would come up to me and say, oh my gosh, you look so good. You've lost some weight. And yeah, I mean, I really appreciated them saying that to me. I was really, the weight loss was a bonus. It was secondary. I was really more interested in the inner work I had done, but nobody wanted to hear about that because that's not sexy. You can't see that. And, you know, it's not something people can look at and get that immediate gratification. So nobody wanted to talk about that, but I'm on a goal to make inner work sexy again, because if you don't do your inner work, then the outer transformation won't last. And it won't last is because you'll revert back to those old habits and those old patterns, and that outer transformation will be for naught. So what are you going to do, peeps? You're going to start your New Year's 2020 New Year's resolutions right now. You're going to be that person by January 1st right now. You're going to start that right now. I mean, like I said, how great would that be to be that person January 1st while everyone's still fumbling around with their New Year's goals and their New Year's resolutions? Okay, peeps, thanks for listening. Go to my website, shellydryman.com, if it's not too late to sign up for the October Mastermind, and I'll drop those links into the show notes. And until next time, stay awesome. Just a quick reminder before I let you go, check out our Facebook group, Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. There are over 600 other fabulous women in that group just like you. I'll place the link to the group into the show notes.